inyan mosur shedinoi kemin v'koifer. This is halacha dalet in Hilchas Ma'abed momin chaveroi ul mosur. Rav Nosson Zal says the halacha is that he has the same status as an apikoris or a koifer, one who denies the entire Torah. Ul mutar lahorgoi biyad. You're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to take action, physical action, to kill him. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Haminin v'hamasoyrois moiridin v'leimalin. That these kind of people, a person who's an apikoris, or a person who's a mosser, you're allowed to lead him down to a pit and not let him come back up. Al pi ha-Torah tiku emuna. We can explain it based on the chapter in Likut Imran that's entitled Tiku Emuna. Mevoy Rishon, Rav Enizal explains over there, She'aliyas ho'emuna hu al yidei she'choytrin ha'mayim she'mehem gedelo ho'emuna. Rav Enizal explains over there that when a person has a yerida in emuna, the person has to dig up waters that will nourish the emuna, that will strengthen the emuna. Bechinas etzois, which means the term water over there is referring to etzois. He has to look for advice that's going to help nourish his emuna and replenish it. As the pasuk says, "Mayim amukim eitzo b'levish," that the deep, that advice, the proper advice, is compared to deep waters, and those waters are what are needed to nourish the seeds of emuna. We know the Gemara says, "Emuna is a seder zroim." There's a pasuk where it says, "V'hoyo emuna sitecho choisen Yeshua's chokhma v'das," and the Gemara shows that the six words in that pasuk correspond to the six sections of Mishnayis. Emuna is called Seder Zroim, because the Gemara says, to plant, you need emuna. What kind of nut takes something that he has and buries it in the ground unless he's trusting that Hashem is going to give rain, and he's trusting that the thing is going to blossom forth, you know, into something good. So emuna is compared to seeds. And when the emuna is weak, it needs to be watered. You need to dig up waters to water it with. The water is Eitzois. Mayim amukim Eitzob levish. Rav Enizal explains over there that who's qualified to give Eitzos? Only an Ish Tvunos. And Rav Enizal quotes Psukim to show all of this. This Ish Tvunos, Rav Enizal shows over there, has to do certain things to cause his neshama to glow by bringing Ruchni Salakus into Tzimtzumim, if you recall, we spoke about that, and also by bringing Parnosa to the world. Those things cause his neshama to glow. Shezeh nasa yidei shemamshichin Ruchni Salakus letech Tzimtzumim, shaydezeh mamshichin Parnosa, vaydeh Parnosa vachila dikdusha metzach tzeach nishmosoi, bebechinas tzadik oichel lesoi vanavshoi, that when a tzadik is eating or producing Parnosa, that causes a zviya to his nefesh. Shehu b'chinas v'hizbiya b'tzach tzachos nafshecha. The pasuk says, when is a tzaddik's nefesh full? When it's glowing, when it's sparking. Tzach tzachos means sparking. V'azai hu ishtvunois. Then he's called an ishtvunois. When he's been able to succeed in drawing ruchnis into tzimtzum, and he's been able to generate panosa. V'aydezer yochel lachtor v'lidlois hamayim amukim eitzah. And then and only then will this tzaddik have the ability to dig up those waters that are needed to strengthen the emuna. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says over there, Mayim amukim eitza b'levish, ve'ish tvunois yidlena. That one who is an ish tvunois, he's the one who has the ability to draw this mayim amukim, these eitzos that are needed to support the emuna. You'll note that on the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, they have that special song. Atu Hashem Elokim Gibor Venaros Dokel Mervovo Husaf Bayehi. It goes in the Aleph Beis order, and it says over there Atzosoi Emuna, that the advice of Hashem is faith. Those two go together, Eitzos and Emuna. Nimtza Ayin Shom. Look over there in the beginning of this chapter in Likut Imran, where this is all discussed elaborately. Rav Nosson Zal says Nimtza. We see from there Sheikar Aliyas Emuna. That the main thing that helps to develop and increase the emuna of Klal Yisrael is when Klal Yisrael is receiving parnosa, when the parnosa is the way it's supposed to be. Because he said over there that the tzaddik, whose job it is to be misakim emuna, the only way he can do it is by being mamshich ruchni yisalakus l'tach tzimtzum, and we said that generates parnosa, and that's all of those things. So now Rav Nosson Zal says ki Yisrael bechlal nikroim kulam tzadikim. We know that the Jewish nation as a whole is called tzadikim. Kama shekosa, as the pasuk says, va'amech kulam tzadikim. That the entire Klal Yisrael as a nation is referred to as tzadikim. And it says la'olam yoshueretz v'achilosom hu bebechinas tzadik oichel esoy v'nashoy. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be able to eat on a madrega of tzaddik. The madrega of the tzaddik who eats only for the benefit of his neshama, not for the guf, not because of physical pleasure. Ki achilas Yisrael mekudeshes bekama vekama mitzvos atluyim b'achila. Because we know that the Jewish eating is surrounded by mitzvahs from beginning to end. The truma, meiser, orla, the food that we grow till it gets to you. Then making brachas on food, and then how you eat it, and not mixing milk and meat. There's tons of mitzvahs surrounding achila. Ukemay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'toiroscha v'toich me'ai. Hashem, I have your Torah in my digestive system. My whole digestive system is full of Torah. There's mitzvahs and mitzvahs and mitzvahs. V'ayidei b'chinas zois b'chinas tzadik oichel seven ashoy, ayidei zeh metzach tzichin ha'neshama kanal. And when Yidn are eating b'gdusha, b'chinas tzadik oichel seven ashoy, then their neshamos are glowing, are shining. V'ayidei zeh choytrim ha'mayim shehem ho'etzois shemehem de lamuna. And that's what gives them the ability to dig up these deep waters, which represent the etzois, which help to nourish the emunah. The alkane, and therefore, ovoin hamosur chomor moed. The crime of a mosur is super severe. V'dinoi kimin v'koifer mamish. He's like an apikoiris, and like a non-believer. Ki poigem ba'oid be'emunah doisho, me'achar shemoyser momen Yisrael biad goy. Because by turning over Jewish money to the hands of the goyim, he's being poigem in the emunah, in a very big way. Ki momen Yisrael bechlal, hu momen diktusha. Because on a general level, when we talk about Jewish money, we're talking about money of Kiddusha, money that's used to do mitzvahs and all kinds of things. Kihu parnosas Yisrael, shaydezeh zoichen lamuna kanal. When we're talking about Jewish money, we're talking about the parnosa of the Jewish people, through which one is zoichet emunah, as we saw in that Torah in the Likutei Moran. Vehu moiser zeh hamomoin liad goy. And this moser is giving over Jewish money into the hands of the goyim. Sheheim hepech mizeh. Who are the opposite of this? Ki ho'akum bechlal hein bebechinas ubeten rishoim techoser. Because when we talk about the goyim as a nation, they are the opposite of the yidden. By the yidden it says va'amech kulam tzadikim and tzadik oichel esoy v'nashoy. That the Jews in general are called tzadikim, and a tzadik is usually eating for the sake of his neshama. By the goyim it says ubeten rishoim techoser. That the stomach of a Russia is always hungry. He's always looking for you ate, you're not hungry. It's the taiva that's driving him. He's looking for something that tastes good, that kind of thing. Shehu ha-hepech mibchinas tzadik oichel esoy v'nashoy. The goyim are the opposite of that. V'alkein bevadai ayidei mamoinam uparnasosam achilosam sheloakum ein yecholim lidlo yisoyitzisanal. Therefore, the money and the parnos of the goyim cannot help to draw the eitzos that are needed to be misakni emuna. Shemehem de lamuna. Me'achar she'eino metzachzichim nafshem ayidei achilosam. Because when a goy eats, he's doing nothing to his nefesh, to his soul. Adarabba, heim behepech mizeh, they're the opposite. Ki heim bebechinas ubeten rishon techoser. The more they eat, the more chisorin there is by them. Shaydezeh heim rechoikim bebechinas ishtvunois. Which means they're very far from this madreg of ishtvunois. V'alkein nemar bohem. This is why the Torah says about the goyim, ki goy oivad eitzos hema. They are a nation which is lost when it comes to advice. They have no good advice. V'ein bohem tvuna. They have no ish tvunois by them. This is talking about the nations of the world. They're called oivad eitzos, lack of advice, and no ish tvuna. Ki heim bebechinas nogid chosar tvunois. The pasuk says Mishlei, a nagid means like a wealthy person, but yet lacking in tvuna. His wealth, his ashirus, his parnosa doesn't give him tvuna. Choser tvuna is daiko, ki ze nimshach mebchinas ubeten rishon techoser shemalim. Because the goyim are full of taiva sachila, they're not eating for the sake of the nefesh, tzachzachas nefesh. By them, the fact that they eat doesn't improve their eitzes at all, doesn't improve their tvuna at all. Because just as by the tzaddik, the more he eats bigdusha, the more his nefesh glows, his neshama glows, bibchinas v'nishmas shakai tevinim, his neshama, which has this holiness to it, is filled with tevuna. Shaydezehu ish tevunois, that's what makes him an ish tevunois. So too the opposite is true. When it comes to the money, the parnoso, or the eating of goyim, by them, the more they eat, the more lacking they are in tvuna, because they're eating the wrong way. And therefore, just as we learned that the one who is the ish tvunois is the one who has the ability to draw these waters of Eitzah Toiva, Shem b'chinas mayim amukim Eitzah, Shemehem g'day le'emunah, which is what nourishes the emunah, K'moy kein lehepech ho'akum, Shem b'chinas nogid choser tvunois, Haydei zeh poigmim u'mekalkalin, Moitzei hamayim amukim, Shem ho'etzos. As a result of that, these goyim, the more they're eating, the more they're poigim in these deep waters, in this pure advice. And they're only coming up with bad advice, wrong advice. And therefore, they are poigim in emunah, the goyim with their eating. And this is why the goyim are very far from the true faith. Because they either deny Hashem completely, or they believe in emunah skuzvias, they believe in yashcha pandre, you know, that other stuff. Therefore, this Mosur, by turning all the Jewish money into their hands, is poigim deeply in emunah. He's taking that item which increases the emunah of the Jews and giving it away to the non-Jews. Because it's through the parnasa of the goyim that the wells of the Jews get stuffed up. These wells that have these waters of advice that nourish the emunah, the more the goyim increase their wealth, the more our places of parnasa get stuffed up. Kihem bebechinas boirois boirois nishborim asher lo yochilu hamayim. Because the goyim represent broken wells which can't hold any water. It's a well, but it can't hold any water. Shenemar al emunosam haro. That's how the pasuk defines the false beliefs of the goyim, that they're compared to these, you know, broken wells that can't hold any water. It's worthless. V'al kein din hamosur kimin v'koyfer mamish. This is why the Gemara compares the mosur to an atheist or a non-believer. Because the parnosa's action of turning over Jewish money to the goyim is exactly like the action of one who's rejecting faith. Because his action is messing up the source of faith. He's destroying those who find the waters that are used to nourish the emunah, which is accomplished through the parnosa of Klal Yisrael. V'hu poigem u'mekalkel shom ha'idei shemoyser momen parnosa Yisrael yadakam shem epech mizekara. He's doing the opposite. Ki aleihem ne'emar, about them is written, about the goyim it's written, tachas sholosh rogzo ha'oretz. Because of three, the earth trembles. Tachas eved ki yimloich, the case of a servant who wants to be king, he wants to take over the kingdom. V'novol, ki yiz balechem, and a despicable person who's being given a lot of food to eat, he's full, he's eating full meals. Tachas snua ki tiboil, in case of a one who is very hated, despised, and a person marries her. Veshivcha ki tirash givirta, and a maid servant who wants to rule over her boss, you know, over her, the one who rules over her. Like Hagar in the case of Sarah, Doisho, Nikras, Isho, Yiras Hashem. Rav Nosazal explains here that Emunah is given the nickname Isho, Yiras Hashem. Emunah is called the Shechina in a sense. Eshes Chayil, Kiyodua, As is known, Rashi and Mishle explains that the whole paragraph Eishes Chayil is referring to the Torah or to Emunah in Hashem. In Kol Shevach Eishes Chayil Hu Beinyan HaParnoso Shemefarneses Pnei Beiso BeKovoy. So note, look at this. Eishes Chayil is talking about faith in Hashem. And the whole thing is talking about Parnoso over there, if you take a look. Botach bolei vala v'shola lo yechzer. Her husband trusts in her, and they're never lacking in food. Kama shekosu vatitein teref lebeso. She provides food for her household. Velechem atzlus loisochel. She does not eat bread of laziness. Ki hoeshes chayil b'chinas emuna mishtadeles tomid shiyeh parnoso b'nei Yisrael hadveikim bo. Because the Shekhinah, which is synonymous with Emuna, this item called Emuna is always trying to see to it that the Jews should have Parnasa, kidei sheyuchlu b'chol pam lasik yoiser lachter amayim amukman al shemishom gedelo kidei shetizgadel v'tisalem ona b'chol pam yoiser v'yosfanam. Because if the Jews will have Parnasa, they'll be able to dig those waters, those deep advice, to nourish the Emuna and keep. In other words, they'll have Parnasa. The Parnoso will lead them to dig further into those waters and bring forth more Eitzes to increase the Emuna and keep going to higher and higher levels of Emuna. So Rav Nosson Zal said that the Emuna, the Shekhinah, is always trying to do things to see to it that the Yidden should have Parnoso. Because the Parnoso is what's going to increase the Emuna. Aval mi shem moiser v'nois m'chashon Parnoso Yisrael b'yado akum. Whereas a Jew who takes Jewish money and gives it away to the Goyim, that's what the earth trembles over. One of the nicknames of the Shekhinah and one of the nicknames of Emunah is called Eretz. Where do we see it? It's a pasuk. Shchon Eretz ure'e Emunah. Live in the land and draw its faith. So Eretz, the Eretz is trembling. The Emunah is trembling over this rishus of the servant who wants to take over its master. For mana de kuhu, because the earth is called the keli of everything. Kama shekosef shom ba'Torah, as Rabbi Zal writes over there in that chapter in the Kutiram, bebchinas tachas sholosh rogzo eretz, that there are three that cause the earth to tremble. Tachas snua kitiboel, shu bechinas emuna kuzdius, shehi snua utu'uva, in the case of something that's hated, and yet a person is attaching themselves to it, which refers to these false beliefs. Someone has relations with something despicable. Shehu b'chinas v'emunah kuzdius. This is talking about a person adapting false beliefs, attaching themselves to false beliefs. Shehi snua utu'uva, which is something that's hated and despicable. Shenoisein bo koyach hasvishon kanal, whereby believing in it, he gives it credibility, he gives it strength. V'zehu v'novol kiyiz balechem, or the case of a novel, a despicable person who is being fed a lot of food. Ki ho boho talia. Rav Nosson Zal says, because these two are dependent one on the other. The snua kitiboil, which is referring to the acceptance of false beliefs, is dependent on a novel, on the despicable ones being given food to eat. Ki al yidei v'novol kiyiz balechem. Dahainu al yidei shenoisin ha-parnoso la-ha-novol shem akum. By the parnoso being given away to the nevelis, to the goyim, that's what gives strength to the people hashem attaching themselves to false faiths, which is compared to adultery, like having relations with the evil woman. Umishom ikar achricha sagolus, and that's the main reason that's causing the yidden to be in exile so long. Vizgabrus memshaltom, and this is what gives strength to the kingdoms, to the rulership of the goyim. Machmas shabavaneseno rabim mimshicholahem shefo ashirus v'parnosa, because as a result of our many sins, the shefa and parnosa that's supposed to be heading to Klal Yisrael is being diverted and sent to the goyim. Ubnei Yisrael haksherim, whereas the religious Jews in general, aniim v'dalim, are very, very poor. Kama shekosu b'zoyer hakodosh, shebegolus, Yisrael nizoinim mitamtzis, v'roiv ikra shefa etzlam. The Zoyer HaKadosh says that when the Jews are behaving properly, when they're in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem gives us the meal, and Hashem gives the bones. After we finish eating, the bones and the potato peels, that's what's sent to support the other nations of the world. They're given the garbage. When the Yidden get sent into Golus Chas V'Shalom, the Zohar Kodesh says it's the opposite. The Goyim are given the Shefa first, and we get their leftovers Chas V'Shalom. This is why it's so difficult, because the religious Jews are in such a low matzav of parnasa. That's why it's so difficult today to dig for these waters, which would strengthen the emuna. This is where Yidden would be solid in emuna. And therefore, if the emuna of kedusha is weak, then the emuna, the false beliefs, are strong. And this is what makes their kingdoms powerful. The Vatican, you know, and all of these things, they have tremendous power. They have tremendous wealth. The cause of all of it, the root of all of it is the venoval kiz balechem. When the parnosa, when Jewish parnosa is being given to the novel, to the goyim, then that will result in Eved Kimloch Shifke, that the other nations get to rule over Klal Yisrael. And their faiths take power over the faith of Klal Yisrael. The Alkain, Hamosur Hu Kemoy Min V'Koyfer Mamish. This is why the Shulchan Aruch compares the one who gives Jewish money away to the Goyim to one who doesn't believe. Apikoris, one who doesn't believe, he denies the existence of Hashem. Because he is anti-faith. He is one who is bringing down the emunah of Klal Yisrael and giving strength to the emunah's kuzvius. And this is why the halacha says, send them down and don't let them up. Because the main source of life of a yid, chiyus, comes from emunah. Because it's when a person has faith, when a person believes in Hashem and believes in the Torah and believes in mitzvahs, that's when he's called really alive. Bechinas bo'er penei melech chayim, as Rav Enzal brings another term in Kutei Maran, that chayim comes from the o'er penei melech. When a person sees the face of the king, when a person believes in Hashem and he sees it, his faith is strong, that's when he's called living. Otherwise, he's just existing. In English, we have those two terms, to exist. A behema exists. A tree exists. But to see, use the word a living thing, which means something important and significant, that's only where there's emuna. Rabbi Nizal says, Mi sheyesh lo emuna, chay of chayim. His life is considered living. V'alkein yesh averois shechayov maleim korei sumisa. This is why we find that there are certain averis in the Torah where if a person does it, he gets death penalty or koreis. Because the main thing that nourishes faith is advice. And what's the source of all advice? The 613 eitzos of the Torah. The Zohar Kodesh calls them Taryag Itin Doiraisa. Shehem Klal Mitzvos HaTorah. Vezeo Bechinas Kol Mitzvos Secho Emuna. This is why the Pasuk says in Tehillim that all the mitzvos are Emuna. Why? Because the mitzvos are eitzos, and eitzos are what's needed to nourish the emuna. Shalidei klal hamitzvos, shein bechinas eitzos digdusha, zoichin lemuna. By a Jew performing all the mitzvos, where each one of them represents another advice, another eitza toiva, that's what leads him to shleimus emuna. Ukeshet poigim beiz mitzvah, esa oy lo yisaseh, when a Jew has shown goes against the mitzvah, whether it's a positive or negative command, azai poigim beemuna. Kifi pigam hamitzvah shofar ala. Then, relative to the quality of the mitzvah that he violated, he violated the emuna. Avol yesh chilukim. However, there are many differences. Ki yesh mitzvos shekishoivra aleim. Afal pi shapigam godol moed. Afal pi ken adayin enoi nistam ikra hamayon shemishum de lemuna. Rav Nosson Zal says there are some mitzvahs in the Torah where chas v'shalom, if a Jew violates that mitzvah, it's a pigam. But it doesn't seal up a well from which water can be drawn to nourish the emuna, to be misakin his emuna. Aval yesh mitzvos chamurois, whereas there are certain stricter mitzvos, more strict mitzvos, kishoivra aleim chas shon soisem hamayon shenishon gdeilo emuna, where if a Jew violates that kind of mitzvah, he actually seals up the well from which that water comes to nourish the emuna. Not only that, not only does he seal up the source of strength for emunah of kedusha, But when the emunah of kedusha goes down, the emunah is kuzvius goes up. The strength of the goyim goes up. Ki noisei noit koyach lamunah is kuzvius she koyacham daiko kishin istatmen hamayonos vabeiros hagdoishim elu shemehem gdeilu emunah. Where they get strength when the Jewish wells close up, the wellsprings of faith close up, then the wellsprings of the goyim open up. Rachmona litzlan. The alkein he mishtadlim tomed al zeh. This is why the goyim are always working at this. Listoim habeiroi soelu shemehem gideilo emuna. Their objective is always to seal up those wells from which the yidden draw faith in Hashem. These wells of Torah, the wellsprings of faith. Bebchinas v'chol habeiros asher chofru bimei Abraham sitmum pelishtim. The pasuk says all the wells that were dug during the time of Avram Avinu, the Philistines stuffed them up. And we know that Avram Avinu is the symbol of emuna. The Ham in Bashem, it says about him. Umi she'oiv ravera kazois hu chayev kores umiso. Therefore, a Jew commits a type of avera that seals up one of those wells, he's chayev kores umiso. Ki nichras mimokar chusoi. Kores means cut off. By sealing up the well, if you need waters to live on, sealing up the well, he's cutting himself off from his source of life. Shehi emuna. Therefore, Bezdin is instructed to take him out of the world, to destroy him from the world. As it says, eliminate the evil from among yourselves. Because if such a person is left alive, he can do more damage even. As he's living and continuing to do things, he's giving strength and nourishment to the Sitra Achra. V'zeh b'chinas ha-mosor v'ha-min she-tzrichim l'horgoy gam b'zman hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the case of the mosor amin, where you're required to kill him even nowadays. Ki hu garua mikulam, because he is the worst of all. Ki hu poigen b'yoyser v'yoyser b'mokor ha-mayim she-vishom g'deilo hemuna. Because he's the one who is poigim in the source of the water, the water, which is where the emunah grows from. Me'achar shem moiser mamo in uparnosis Yisroel biad akum, shemishom ikur gidula shel emunah k'doshah. By turning over money and parnosis of the Jews to the hands of the goyim, which is the source of the emunah k'doshah.